Joining me live in studio this morning is Tim Hell, director of the Star Valley Arts Council. Hey, Tim, how are you today?
Hey, I'm good, and enjoying the Chuck Norris jokes this morning, Duke.
Hey, I'm glad.
I wish I had one to fire off, but I've heard some good ones, so yeah, it's been fun.
There have definitely been some good ones, yes. We'll give you a rain check next time.
Okay, you can bring
your list in.
Good.
Hey, some big things happening with the Star Valley Arts Council. Pretty excited to talk about it. Last time we had you in, you teased us saying that you were working on a big name, a big act, and... Well, I think it's Jenny Oakes Baker.
Yeah. And this is, we definitely don't want to take credit for this. James and Daphne Arbizu over at Mountain Music, they really have been the masterminds of this. We're a financial supporter to make sure that it can happen. So we're really excited. So we're really, co-sponsoring the event. And, that'll be April 26th. And she's a phenomenal Grammy-nominated performer. She's going to be here with her kids. So that's going to be a really great performance. It's going to be at the Ford Theater. And just in time for things to kind of start opening up more, right?
We're
6-7 weeks out from this show, and already we've got some easing of restrictions. We've got vaccinations happening. So I really think we're going to be able to get more people into that theater, which will be really cool.
Absolutely looking forward to it. And you mentioned... kind of some of Jenny Oakes Baker's accomplishments. She's a violinist.
Yeah.
Right. And,
yep.
And world renowned. I mean,
yeah.
this is a big get.
Oh yeah. Yeah. She is legit. And she's based in Utah, so she's not far. But she is phenomenal. So this is a show you don't want to miss.
So it's coming up April 26th. Tickets available through the Arts Council or through the Ford Theater?
If you go on the Facebook, Ford Theater Afton, you can find their page and then you can find the event from there. We're co-sponsoring the event, so you can find the event on the Star Valley Arts Council page as well. And on the Star Valley website. So we've kind of linked to it through some different sources there.
Fantastic. Well, I'm sure we'll talk again about it as it gets closer. But April 26th, just put it on your calendars now, because you're going to be there.
Just put it on your calendar. You're going to be there. Yep, exactly.
How's the spring fleeing coming along? That's happening in May.
We're firing up and ready to go. We have somewhere between 18 to 19 performers for that already set up. It's going to be a great show. It's looking very likely that we'll be in the high school. We'll just need to see how many people we can actually have in there. But since it's in May, we're feeling really optimistic. So that's going to be a great show. Again, for those who aren't familiar with it, because this is brand new, very similar to our Stars in the Valley Christmas concert. But in this case, it's a variety show for, and it can be anything you want, right? It doesn't obviously have to be a Christmas theme. It shouldn't be a Christmas theme.
Please don't make it a Christmas theme.
save that for December. And so people can come perform. Whether it's singing, instrumental, we're going to have dance groups there. So it's going to be awesome.
And that's happening May 15th. Again, details on the Star Valley Arts Council website. I think we mentioned this. I can't remember if we did. It's pretty new, but at Kersley Nursery, you're teaming up with them for an event this summer to do an art show at a farmer's market.
Yeah, this is just that we're now finally ready to announce it. We've got the date in place, June 6th. We had reached out to them and they kind of reached out to us too. And we said, hey, maybe we can put our heads together. Since we're the Star Valley Arts Council, we really want to make sure that we have things going on across the valley, right? So this just seemed like a great opportunity. They said we could do a sort of this farmer's market piece. And we said, we have a list of local artists. We could have artists bring their art. So yeah, June 6th, we're going to do we're still working on an actual name for the event because we want this to keep going every year. But for now, it's a art show, a farmer's market. So come on out. It's just going to be a really awesome time.
Now, last year, I remember, maybe it was the year before, I can't remember now, you did an art show.
Yeah.
Is this now where that event is heading?
I think so. I think we're going to kind of migrate it over there. 2 years ago, we did it, kind of tacked it on to the Freedom Festival. So we had it over at the fairgrounds. It was very successful, but we thought, again, this is a nice way to bring something to a different part of the valley and make it special to that part.
Tim Hell with the Star Valley Arts Council in studio this morning. Tell us what you have coming up for Alpine Mountain Days in June.
Yeah, we've reached out to Alpine. We said, look, continuing the theme of we want to be this really the Star Valley Arts Council, not just concentrated in Afton. So we reached out to the town of Alpine and said, hey, you've got this awesome Mountain Days event. Can we just help to bring a great band? And they said, yeah, sure. You bet. You're willing to pay for it. Great. So, So we're in the works of that. Found a great folk band that we're going to bring up there. That'll be Friday. So that's June 25th from, I think we're looking at 5 to 8 p.m. or 6 to 8 p.m. So that's kind of the opening day of the of Mountain Days. So as people are getting off work, they can head on over, hear some great music over at the gazebo in Alpine.
Well, you you guys at the Arts Council are certainly making hay with the end of your season here, aren't you?
I'm a little tired.
That's a pretty stacked lineup to finish off your season.
I think we gave some hints at that, you know, kind of January, February when I was on the radio, we'd say, you know, we're kind of all this bottled up energy, right? It's like, hey, we're ready to go. So as things open up, especially as it gets warmer, we can do more stuff outside. So yeah, we've been pushing hard.
Well, when the new season begins in July, you're not going to slow down.
No.
So tell us what you might have in
I mean, you know, I just got the okay from the Arts Council board on Thursday for kind of the budget approval of our upcoming season. I mean, so we have everything from, so we're going to bring back Chalk the Walk for the Freedom Festival. We're teaming up with SVI to mm-hmm. do the vocalist concert at the Freedom Festival. We're bringing back Montana Shakespeare in the Park. So that's going to be here and all of that is in July. We're teaming up with our three libraries across the valley, Alpine, Thane, and Afton, for some fun projects. We're bringing back the Star Valley Pumpkin Walk. That's going to be expanded. Stars in the Valley Christmas Concert, BYU Living Legends, we're planning to bring in January, February. I could go on. I literally have another six or seven shows, but I know I'm limited on time. So, we're really excited to bring the season, just bring it full force to the community. So we're thrilled.
Well, it's absolutely a great lineup. And of course, it's such a huge benefit to the community, not just for musicians, but I mean, all the different things that you're talking about bringing really involves arts across the board and really brings the community together as a whole, like you were talking about. So it's a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity for a business to become involved and support the Arts Council because of what you guys are doing locally.
The more we can have going on, I mean, we tie our sponsors really directly to those events by getting the word out about who they are, right? Here are our supporters. Thank you to them. So it's really a good way for those who sponsor us, those businesses, to get the word out. And we help you to advertise and bring recognition to at all of our events. So we're coming up now that our season's in place, we're going to start reaching out to our sponsors. So we want people to look at it as an investment in their business, and not just a way to donate to a nonprofit like we are. So if I give you guys a holler, please be willing to hear us out and to support the arts in the valley.
Tim Hill, director of the Star Valley Arts Council, details online at starvalleyarts.org. As always, Tim, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Duke.